I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Rebels in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo say they'll overthrow the government if it refuses direct talks with the Congolese government. The conflicts forced 250,000 people from their homes. Food for the Hungry's Pete Howard says 275,000 family meals are being sent there, which will open doors for the gospel.
Our staff are trained to work with people and share their faith and to bring the love of Christ even as they're bringing in food or doing agriculture training or health trainings. When people are in crisis, they're much more open to hearing the gospel.
Next, in an Asian nation where ambiguity protects believers, the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism reports that opportunities for evangelism are opening through teaching English as a second language. One missionary wife is using a translation of Genesis to teach women how to read and write in their own language. Prayer is needed for a believer who's been accused of burning down a church built by missionaries. Pray for God's wisdom for those in authority. And Worldwide Christian School's mission is to help the local population develop Christian schools that are sustainable, open to the community, and easily affordable. Worldwide Scott Vanderkoy says they're planning an urban school called New School GR in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
If you look at the existing models within the United States and combine them with some of the success stories outside of the United States, we're extremely optimistic that we'll be able to come up with a model here for Grand Rapids and elsewhere that makes Christ-centered education more accessible for more children.
New School GR hopes to open its doors in 2010. Go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available the book Praying Your Prodigal Home by Richard Burr, a great book to help you pray for lost friends or relatives. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.